Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Michael Collins Piper, very much alive, coming to you. Should say very much live and alive, coming to you from Washington, D.C., here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm coming to you from the offices of American Free Press this evening. I just had a little bit too much work to do down here, and I decided I might as well do the program from the offices of our favorite national weekly newspaper. Those of you who are not subscribing to American Free Press, I always remind you that you need to do that. So check out American Free Press's website at AmericanFreePress.net. That's a very simple process for those of you who are on the Internet. And those of you who want to call American Free Press and get a sample issue, I'll give you that 800 number later. Actually, it's an 888 number. Been asked to announce, by the way, that for Miami, Ohio, Kentucky, Tennessee, and Orlando, Florida, from 12 to 7 p.m., you can hear RBN on shortwave at 6.890 single sideband. That's 6.890 single sideband on shortwave from 12 p.m. to 7 p.m. That would apply to, I said Miami, that would be Michigan. Michigan, Ohio, Kentucky, Tennessee, and Orlando, Florida. So if you are listening, you can listen to shortwave, or if you're listening on shortwave to RBN, you can listen there. But, of course, our regular coordinate for this program is 5.050. A lot of interesting things in the paper today, ladies and gentlemen. But I do want to mention that I am in contact with the folks here at RBN, and we're trying to set up a debate between yours truly and Mr. Phelps, who is the promoter of a theory that I guess the Vatican killed John F. Kennedy through the Jesuit order, or the Jesuit order controls the Vatican, and they're the ones who are behind the killing of John F. Kennedy because the Vatican didn't like JFK's pro-Israel policy. Well, of course, it's my view, and I think that of many others who've looked into the issue that, well, it's quite a completely different story. In any case, the debate between me and Mr. Phelps, between Mr. Phelps and me, I guess that's the proper grammar, maybe not, it's going to be on the Greg Szymanski program, which is broadcast here on RBN. It will not be on this program. Should be very interesting, and we'll keep you posted on that. Now, I know a lot of people out there are probably big fans of Fox News, although I'm not sure why anyone would be a fan of Fox News. It's headed by Rupert Murdoch, who is one of the front men for the Rothschilds and the Bronfmans and the Oppenheimers. Well, guess who Mr. Murdoch, who is generally identified as being a conservative and as a Republican, a right-winger, so to speak, guess who he's going to hold a fundraiser for? The Financial Times reports that Mr. Murdoch is going to be holding a fundraiser for no less than that wonderful conservative Hillary Rodham Clinton, the United States Senator from New York. If you had any doubts about where Mr. Murdoch stands and or where Ms. Clinton or Mrs. Clinton or Mrs. Rodham Clinton or Ms. Rodham Clinton stand, well, I tell you what, they come together on the big issues. It's really important. And we'll be talking about more big issues that are really important when we come back. Stay tuned to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Maybe I'll clean up my grammar before the evening's over, but I will stick to the facts. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington. Stay tuned, folks.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional two-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
Welcome back. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington, D.C. here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Just before the break, we were talking about Hillary Clinton. She's going to get a fundraiser from Rupert Murdoch, ladies and gentlemen. If that doesn't tell you where Murdoch really stands and where Hillary really stands, and I don't know what else would. It just goes to show how the power elite in this country, particularly the Zionist power elite, come together on issues of importance. And you know, Hillary Clinton's an interesting case study, but those people who have been big fans of Fox News and Rupert Murdoch, that should give them something to think about when they see that he's holding a fundraiser for Hillary Clinton. Richard Cohen, writing in the Washington Post today, is crying that the hatred is back. He's getting angry comments from people who don't like the war. And he says, I know it's only words now appearing on my computer screen. But the words are so angry, so roiled with rage, that they are the functional equivalent of rocks once so furiously hurled during anti-war demonstrations. I can appreciate it, he says. I can appreciate some of it. Institution after institution failed America, the presidency, Congress, and the press. They all endorsed a war to rid Iraq of what it did not have. Well, he goes on to say that the critics of the war are getting too angry and getting too loud. Well, I think it's time critics of the war do get angry and do get louder, because this war in Iraq is very soon going to spread into Iran if President George Bush and his criminal advisors get their way. Speaking of Iran, very interesting thing. You know, the reports on it in the news are very sketchy, but evidently the president of Iran, whose last name I am not even going to try to pretend to pronounce because I hear it pronounced 10 different ways by 4 different people, although I believe it's Ahmadinejad. In any case, he has written a letter to President Bush saying that, among other things, President Bush's support for Israel is inconsistent with President Bush's Christian faith. He says, "Can one be a follower of Jesus Christ, the great messenger of God, but at the same time have countries attacked, the lives, reputations, and possessions of people destroyed?" What's very interesting is that he, according to the Washington Post now, he also implored Bush to return to the teachings of Christianity. Interesting. Now, if I were to believe the mainstream media about Islam and the Muslim people, I would think that that this Muslim president of Iran would never use favorable words about Jesus Christ or urge a president to return to his Christian faith. I'd like to see this letter in its entirety, folks. I have some contacts in Iran. I'm going to try to find out exactly what the letter does really say, their English language translation of it, because we do know that over the years, all these translations we've seen coming from a variety of sources, usually in the Bush administration, never exactly represent what our foreign friends and enemies really do say in those other languages that we don't understand. Well, folks, this situation with the Jack Abramoff scandal in Washington is getting interesting. Mr. Abramoff has already pled guilty to a variety of crimes, and now his crimes apparently are showing how far they do reach into Congress. A former senior aide to Representative Bob Ney, a Republican of Ohio, this aide actually went to work for Jack Abramoff, the corrupt lobbyist. He pleaded guilty yesterday to conspiring to corruptly influence Congressman Ney. One of the things that he was involved in corrupting Congressman Ney on, according to his own admission, is a rather interesting little item, and that includes the fact that Mr. Volz, who pleaded guilty, and Congressman Ney agreed to help an Israeli telecommunications company pursue a license to install cell phone antennas for the House of Representatives. This was after a meeting or with a meeting with Jack Abramoff, the pro-Zionist lobbyist. So, you know, this little Israeli connection that people don't like to discuss, but which is there, is now popping up here in the Abramoff case. And good Lord, we don't know how many congressional aides and members of Congress are going to be pleading guilty and or otherwise getting indicted in the meantime in this affair. But needless to say, it's pretty obvious that this massive corruption of our Congress and our intelligence agencies is being carried out by elements connected to the Israeli lobby, not to the Vatican lobby, I might add. Okay, we have a caller already, and I'm just going to go ahead and bring him up here for a few minutes. That's Alan calling from Michigan, I guess. Is that right, Alan? Are you calling from Michigan?
Hello.
How you doing, Alan?
Oh, okay. I'm having a hard time getting I can't hear you.
Oh, I can hear you. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay.
I just wanted to know if you've heard. I live out in the Detroit area, and I just wanted to tell you, there is a highway that has been renamed, a portion of it, and would you believe that it has been renamed Holocaust Memorial Highway? just a few days ago.
Well,
this is actually true. A portion of the highway has been renamed Holocaust Memorial Highway, and if that isn't shoving something right in somebody's face, I don't know what is.
Well, you know, I tell you, now, is this in the Detroit area?
Yes.
You know, I tell you why I find that very, very interesting. First of all, Detroit, at least to the rest of the country. Now, I don't live in Detroit, but from what I understand, Detroit itself is a majority black city.
Very much. I'd say about 95%.
Yeah, okay. Now, you know, I would have to think that most of the black people who live in Detroit are not really very much interested in, quote-unquote, the Holocaust. So in some respects, that is an affront to them. Secondly, you know, if they had named it Martin Luther King Highway, I can understand that, you know, or if it could, or if even the, my God, let's be honest about it, even if they named it the African Slave Trade Memorial Highway, I could understand that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, I don't know whether it was right in Detroit, it might have been outside of Detroit.
Right. I mean, it's in the general area.
Yeah.
That's what we're talking about.
Yeah.
I'll tell you something else, too, and I, you know, frankly, I'll tell you what I think. This is probably one of the governing reasons behind that decision. And again, this is just my opinion for whatever it's worth. There also happens to be a large Arab American community in the Detroit area.
Yes.
So I would have to think that naming of that highway was probably a deliberate affront to them.
Well, you know, because
it's, you know, this whole Holocaust agenda of these museums and memorials. I recall years ago when the Holocaust Memorial Museum opened here in Washington, and I incidentally protested against it with a multi-ethnic group of people who were out there saying it was wrong to have such a museum on American soil. But in any case, that the establishment of that Holocaust Museum on American soil had nothing to do with the Holocaust. It had everything, as one Jewish writer said, it had everything to do with the demonstration of Jewish political power in America.
Well, I'll say.
You know, that such a museum, which is, as some say, very appropriately placed next to the U.S. Mint, is right off the mall. You know what I mean? Think of it this way. We had a U.S. Holocaust Memorial Museum in Washington, D.C., before we had a memorial to the U.S. servicemen, including my father and three of his brothers, who fought in World War II. Now, people never think about that context of it.
Well, yeah, you think that the Jews act as though they're the only people in the whole world who ever suffered. The Armenians didn't suffer. Nobody suffered. They are the only ones capable of suffering.
That's exactly right. You know, it's very interesting. There's this debate over the Armenian genocide, and, you know, there are some people who say there is no evidence of more than a million Armenians dying. Well, a lot of Armenians don't feel very happy about the people who are saying that. But I guarantee you the people who are saying that are not going to be thrown in jail or treated like some of these people are being treated who have dared to raise questions about the this Jewish Holocaust that, let's face it, just gets rammed down our throat and everywhere else they can ram such a thing.
I just wonder if is there anybody who would ever get into trouble if they happened to be an Armenian genocide denier?
not that I'm aware of.
I don't think so.
You know, I've always said, Alan, I found one way to upset a Holocaust enthusiast.
What's that?
That always works. Don't deny the Holocaust. Don't get into it. See, you get into a debate with them, you know, and you say, well, there really weren't 6 million Jews who died during the Holocaust. You know, there were really only 1 million. And then they go and cry and moan and scream and say, oh, how dare you say that? That's terrible. There's definitely 6 million. But even if 1 million died, that's terrible. Don't you feel bad about that? You want to shut somebody up, but at the same time really drive them crazy. Just after they're ranting and raving and yapping and moaning and crying and screaming about the Holocaust, say to them, the Holocaust is boring.
Yeah, I just wonder. Yeah, you know, I wonder how long it'll be before they put up a replica of the Anne Frank House in Amsterdam.
Well, you know, seriously, all over the country, they are putting up these silly little memorials to the Holocaust. You know why? I mean, you know why are they on American soil? No one ever raises that question.
Well,
Alan, stay on over the break if you would. We have a few minutes left here before the turn of the half hour. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington, D.C. on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned for more.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington, D.C. We were talking with one of our callers, Alan, about a new Holocaust Memorial Highway outside Detroit. Alan, I guess you kind of got the idea that I wasn't very fond of it. Did you have any further comments? I tended to go on and on there, but cut you off.
It just seemed that to have that is just like a slap in the face. Wham! You know, the gall of it all, or what they call chutzpah. It's just terrible. Could I just make just a couple of statements?
Please go ahead. Right ahead.
The great psychiatrist Freud.
Mm-hmm.
He practiced in Vienna, and do you know who his patients were?
No, I really don't.
I believe I read that they were a lot of his. He treated hysterical Jewish women. Well, this is true.
Well, I'm sure it's probably true. Yeah, I was kind of amused by that because hysteria is not limited to Jewish women.
I should say
Jewish women. Emphasis on the women, because some of our more hysterical people in the world today are Jewish men, like Rabbi Abe Cooper of the Simon Wiesenthal Center and Rabbi Marvin Heyer of the Simon Wiesenthal Center and Abe Foxman of the Anti-Defamation League. So,
I just want to ask you one question, then I will hang up. Do you know what Jewish women make for dinner?
No.
They make reservations.
All right. Well, all right, ladies and gentlemen, that's all the humor we're going to have here for the evening. Now let's go on to the serious stuff. We're going to take up Rodney as our next caller before we go to the last break. Rodney, go ahead.
Well, Mike, thanks for taking my call. I heard you talking about Rupert Murdoch and Hillary Shillery. having dinner together, I think it's important to note that C-SPAN, I read earlier, pulled some links to the comedian that did the parody of George Bush.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Made fun of him. They pulled all the links to the parody, and they gave some frivolous excuse why they did it. But I wanted you to know that they are owned, or we'll just put it, they're under the auspices of Fox News. And as you pointed out, Fox News is owned by Rupert Murdoch.
Oh, are you sure about C-SPAN being...
I am absolutely sure. I remember when they were taken over and a caller called in and asked Brian Lamb, he said, is this going to affect your format in the way that you're able to present your news in an open forum? And he said, he didn't say yes or no. His answer was, it shouldn't. Now, that was about 3.5 years ago when this happened.
Well, that's interesting. I would
encourage you to not take my word.
I'm gonna double check on that. I mean, I accept your word for the moment. I mean, you're obviously you're very clear memory of that, and
yes,
I wouldn't be about to dispute that. But it comes as a surprise to me. I had forgotten. If I had known it, let me put it that way. If I had known it, and I was just writing about Rupert Murdoch here a couple weeks ago. If I had known it at the time, I certainly have forgotten it since. So that's something I want to check on.
In fact, Brian Lamb generally on Fridays, he hosts C-SPAN, the morning show.
Mm-hmm.
And I would encourage you or your listeners to call in and ask him, are you guys under the auspices of Fox News? He'll be honest with you and tell you yes or no.
Yeah, the ownership, if the ownership is there, it's there. It's not something they're going to dispute.
No way that he can now say that they are not having some influence on the format of C-SPAN.
In the context of that, I read something about that. My understanding of it was is that somebody else had... Oh, I don't know. Somebody else had picked it up and posted it somewhere, but they want to sell it themselves in a videotape containing that plus other material. I don't know. I mean, I think your bigger point though is well taken there, and that is the fact that
I have one bone to pick with you.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I think I heard you earlier say something about blacks and their. Staunch support for the Holocaust, and you were saying that I guess this was your point is that they're these staunch supporters, black people, are staunch supporters for the Holocaust.
No, I didn't say that. You misunderstood me.
Can you help me out because I'd like to add something to what you said?
Well, I didn't say that.
What I said was
in the context of this call from. Michigan, that there's a Holocaust Memorial Highway outside Detroit, Michigan. And I said Detroit is a majority black city. And I said that I doubted that most blacks in Detroit were worrying about the Holocaust and that if there were going to be a Memorial Highway outside Detroit, it should be one maybe that's more... attuned to the interests and thoughts of blacks, and I said then in that context that maybe that I could understand why they might call it the African Slave Trade Memorial Highway. So that's you evidently misunderstood what I had to say.
The commercials kind of screw up your attention when they're in and out.
Right.
Can I have my point after this break?
Yeah,
here?
Please hang on there, Rodney. Yeah, we got caught by the commercial here, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to a break. And then we have a raft of callers lined up, including one of your favorites. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington, D.C.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
The Republic Broadcasting Network is very proud to present a new educational tool that will inform and update our listeners to the most critically important topics and issues of the day. This new 50 CD collection contains invaluable information, carefully selected from the very best shows in the RBN archives. These standard format CDs have been painstakingly edited to remove all commercials and unrelated topic content. Each CD has been divided into multiple tracks for ease of use and review in any standard CD player. Each CD targets a specific subject matter. For example, Agenda 21, vaccinations, 9/11, depleted uranium, the war in Iraq, fluoride, deception in the churches, genetically modified foods, animal RFID tags, and many more topics. We encourage you to make copies and get them out to as many people as you can. Call and order your library CDs for the price of $150, 800-724-2719, or go to the website rbnlive.com.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means...
Which means they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
Headline news. The much-anticipated bird flu pandemic. Whether you consider it dangerous or not makes no difference. It will still be the reason to confine and restrict travel. Conclusion. If we can't feed ourselves locked down at home, Homeland Security will be forced to bring us to gathering centers. Remember Katrina and the Superdome? The World War II bomb shelters in England. And the concentration camps throughout history. They were all huge disease incubators infesting confinees with dozens of life-threatening illnesses. Even if the wimpy little bird flu can't get you, the camps and the immunization will. If the government says store some non-perishable food, you know we'll need a lot. Decide how many years of food your family needs and get it before it's gone or can't be transported. Remember, folks, bad food plans are life-threatening. Call the co-op at 800-409-5633 for warnings and guidelines. That's the J. Michael Stevens Group, 800-409-5633, or on the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Michael Collins Piper coming back to you. We're getting ready to begin our last 25 minutes here on this fast-moving hour, and we had Rodney on. Rodney was trying to make a point, and he got cut off. Rodney, are you still there?
Yes, I am.
Rodney, go ahead. You were about to make a point.
Yeah, I'm going to be real brief here. I agree with you. You know, a lot of blacks are very, very familiar with history. Now, contrary to what might be the popular opinion today, if you go back in history, most people are very, very familiar with the Max Schmeling, Joe Louis fight.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
If you look at the headlines during that period, Joe Louis was considered a subhuman. And this was by the American media. And they were actually putting Max Schmeling over him. But the black people during that period were very in tune with the issues that were taking place. In fact, they were not so much averse to what the German Nazi government was doing to the Jews then, but more so with what the axis of evil, in this case Italy, and Mussolini was doing to the Ethiopians and Haile Selassie. If you go back and you check history and the facts and the news clippings from them, that was one of the reasons why there was so much bad sentiment on the part of blacks against Schmeling and some other things. And this is contrary to what a lot of people think. Most blacks, they will probably say, well, they support, you know, the Holocaust and what happened to the Jews. But my history shows me that that's not the case, and I don't believe that if you go into Detroit and you start to ask questions with the majority black population there, you will find that they're probably very well in tune with what I just told you and support what I just told you. That's what I wanted to say, and maybe it's not clear. I'm sorry I'm not as articulate as you are when it comes to presenting my...
No, that's an interesting point. I'm very interested in that. I did want to clarify something. I wanted to clarify the point you're making now. Are you suggesting that blacks do have a special affinity and feeling for the Holocaust?
I'm suggesting that we are... I'm trying to... You know what happened?
Because you know, I guess what I'm saying is what the question of Mussolini and Ethiopia, I guess, is kind of removed from what did or didn't happen during the Holocaust. And I guess most blacks that I've ever talked to about the issue in personal conversations have told me they've heard everything they want to hear about the Holocaust. They say, you know, and of course they say we've got our own Holocaust, the slave trade. You know what I mean? Everybody's got their own Holocaust if they look hard enough.
Well, and the reason why a lot of them say that is because they know that a lot of fallacies and lies have been told, and they don't know. Well, I'm not going to speak for the majority of blacks, I've had to educate myself and get myself up to speed on what actually took place during the Holocaust. And what I found is that there were millions and millions of Ethiopians slayed by Mussolini, and he was close allies with Hitler. And there were hundreds of thousands of Ethiopians in those concentration camps that are never spoken about, and you don't see any memorials or anything like that around the United States talking about that.
Well, now, this is something. Now, you're saying that there were Ethiopians in the German concentration camps.
Absolutely.
That is something that I have absolutely never heard.
Yes, as a matter of fact, the book called Champion, which is actually a autobiography by Chris Mead written by Joe Lewis, document a lot of what I'm saying and also use the headlines from that period, you know, to show that the blacks were very much against what Mussolini was doing at that time. In Ethiopia and what Adolf Hitler was doing to the Ethiopians in the concentration camps. If you can find one of that book.
Well, I tell you what, you know, because there's so many lies about what were going on in the concentration camps in the first place, I'm just very, you've opened up something here that I'm not familiar with at all, Rodney, and I tell you what,
I mean,
I'm glad you called because, as I say, this is something that I've never heard said before, and I'm certainly going to look into it, but I tell you what, we have five callers lined up
here. Thank you for your time.
All right, I appreciate your call, Rodney. Let's go to, this next guy. Unless it's somebody disguising themselves and pretending to be him, this next guy is from what I gather, one of our most popular regular callers, my friend, the Master Prophet, Jim Floyd. He's calling from the center of the universe in Alabama.
I am what I am.
How you doing, Jim? What's going on?
Are you the Messiah, or should we look for another?
Oh, I think he's got his own television show now.
You know, I said the History Channel was the Kill Hitler Channel.
That's
all
right.
Hitler all the time.
Right.
Fox News is the Kill Mohammed Channel. Every day, 24 hours, 7 days a week.
You're right about that, Jim. You know, and I'll tell you what, I have this big shot Republican lawyer friend down in New Orleans. He's not very far from you, Jim. You know, he sits down there and he watches Fox News, and, you know, that's all that comes out of his mouth. Kill the Muslims, kill the Muslims. You are 100% on target.
Well, let me tell you what's going to happen to Fox News. The very day that men of intellect and conscience take over this nation again, they will be tried and summarily shot.
You know what, Jim?
That's the last and damn one of them. All the way to Jerusalem, Jenny. Jennifer Griffin, a twisted mouth, dirt road whore that stays in Jerusalem and does nothing but praise Zionism and its and the bastard state of Israel.
Jim, you
is
know,
that too rough, Mike?
No, it's not. And I tell you what, I'm glad you coined that Jerusalem Jenny because, you know, back in the old days, you know, we had they called them Tokyo Rose, you know, and
well, let me tell you what I did, brother. I prayed that God would give me some kind of sign. And I heard from the Lord, every time you see one of them with a twisted mouth, that's a demonist.
Well, I tell you what, you know, in all seriousness, what those people on Fox News are doing, they're telling lies and they're influencing people, and they're trying to get Americans to get into a mode to do just what you said at the outset, Jim, kill, kill, kill. And you know what? That mode that they're getting us into is going to get us killed.
How dare they call you Julius Stryker? How dare they? And the question was, and that's why I called, and I'm going to get off because I don't
know. All right, yeah, I got a whole raft of callers.
I know
Jim.
You have. You asked me why my heroes included Jesse James.
Yeah, that's right, exactly.
My
yeah.
heroes are Jesus Christ,
okay.
Apostle Paul, and Jesse James.
Well, I want to know about Jesse James.
He hated bankers. He had more in common with Jesus than people know.
Jim, you know what? I told my producer over the break, the last time after you had called in, I said that I bet it was because of Jesse James' position on the bankers.
Let me tell you from a short homily that I did at the bank. I said, my Lord Jesus met prostitutes, crooked judges, lawyers, IRS agents, tax collectors, all the scum and trash of the Middle East. But only one group ever made the Son of God mad enough to hit him. And that was the banker.
That's right.
When you make the Son of God of love mad enough to hit you, you know you're wrong, brother.
He chased him out of the temple.
Let me tell you right quick now what I've done. You're talking about the Holocaust. Holocaustalism is a religion, just like Pentecostalism. I have 5 jars in here. I've been praying for bail money, brother, and I've come up with it. I have a picture of Elie Wiesel off the cover of his book, The Night.
Okay.
It is turned upside down in a 1-pint jelly jar. I have urinated in 5 of these jars with the upside down picture of Elie Wiesel.
That sounds like artwork to me, Jim.
I call it Piss Weasel, and I'm sending you one of the jars. I'm sending one to the Holocaust Museum. I'm sending one to the ADL. Attention, a Boxman. I'm sending one to the National Academy of the Arts.
Okay.
And one to Austria.
You know, you ought to be able to get a federal grant for that. They gave one.
I am going to try with every fiber in me, brother. Also, Vad Yashim is calling for Holocaust survivors. I have submitted my name and yours.
Okay.
any Holocaust scholar, and I don't call myself a revisionist, but any revisionist or Holocaust scholar who has been at this for the last 20 or 25 years is definitely, unquestionably, a Holocaust survivor. God bless you, Michael.
All right, Jim, you take care of yourself. He ought to get a federal grant if someone can get a grant for being called an artist for putting a crucifix in a bottle or in a jar of bodily fluid. What do you think about that, folks? All right, let's go to Dave from Pennsylvania. Dave, can you top that?
Hello, Mike.
How are you?
Hey, Mike, I was down there at that Holocaust protest there in the early 90s.
Oh, good for you. Okay.
I don't remember seeing you at the protest itself, but you remember when they pulled them buses between us and when Clinton was speaking, how they revved the motors to quote
Gaffney. Yes, indeed I do. Mm-hmm.
Well, afterwards, me and another man who were Liberty Lobby members then, I'm a American Free Press Readership Council member now, we made our way down to Liberty Lobby.
Okay.
Then we had a little meeting. There was Doc Fields, Thomas Robb, myself, another guy, and some other people. And then you came in, I remember, and you had about an 18-inch thick manuscript. I think it was for your book, Final Judgment, which I got an autographed copy right here. You autographed it to me in green and
okay.
threw it down in front of Doc Fields.
Okay.
Remember?
And you know, I do kind of vaguely remember. Listen to that. Yeah, I do vaguely remember that. Yeah.
I got to shake your hand, and I also remember that attorney that ended up being the protector of Andreas Strassmayer was there.
Andreas Strassmayer, yes. Kirk Lyons.
Kirk Lyons.
Let me
right.
tell you a very interesting point here that will interest the audience. Kirk Lyons had agreed to handle and be the master of that, master
exactly.
of ceremonies of that protest, and he waited until the very last minute to withdraw, saying that he was unable to be involved in political affairs of that nature. But he nonetheless came to the protest, this after having been deeply involved and tuned into all of the organizational activities. So it's my view that what Kirk Lyons was doing was part of his long-term operation as a Judas goat, misleading good American patriots. He was in the middle of that protest planning, finding out everything that was going on, and then the last day, formally pulled out, but still came to the scene to keep an eye on what was going on. So it's very interesting you remember that point.
Well, he was walking around. In fact, the picture you guys keep putting in American Free Press of him looking real dapper with that hat, I
exactly.
believe it's from that day. He had a long trench coat. He was a towering man. He was shaking everybody's hand.
He was
that we were getting our pictures taken.
He was checking everything out. That's exactly what was going on. And he ended up as the attorney for Andreas Strassmayer, and that's where everything came full circle. He later played a major part in the destruction of Liberty Lobby as well. And yet it amazes me to this day, Dave, that there are a lot of good patriots out there who still buy the idea that that Kirk Lyons is the quote-unquote nationalist attorney that he says he calls himself to be. And people say, oh, he's done so much good work defending the Confederate flag. How can you criticize him? Well, I can criticize him when he was involved with Timothy McVeigh and Andreas Strassmayer and those events in Oklahoma City that were designed to not only disrupt the patriot movement in America, but also to set the stage for the events that happened on September 11th. And we all know we're the ultimate source of that.
Well, I'll let you go, Mike. And one day maybe you and Jim Floyd and us, maybe we'll all be in the same gulag.
You take
care and
keep up
the good work.
Dave. All right, thanks a lot. Okay, let's go to David from Massachusetts.
How are you, Michael?
Hey, I know this Dave, too. How you doing, David? What's going on?
Good to talk to you.
How you doing? Yeah.
Now, last week, the discussion was about, you know, the American bombing of Castel Gandolfo.
Oh, yeah,
right,
exactly. Mm-hmm.
February 10th, 1944. I have tried to research some of this. It's very hard to find out about it. It has been suppressed. There are Americans who know about it, but nowhere near the amount that should. I have talked to Italians in Italy who are of that age bracket. They didn't even know about it. The Italian government has suppressed this, you know.
That's very interesting. Mm-hmm.
And about that, as I told you, when I went to the National Archives a couple years ago, I asked for the information on it. And whoever was in charge just gave me a hard look, and he said, there's no such information available. Just denied that it's there, which I don't believe. And here's another thing I want to tell you. Now, there's a book put out by Stanley Hirschhorn about General George Patton.
Okay.
And at the end of the Sicilian campaign in 1943, around August or September, he delivered a speech to American Army officers. I don't believe this was delivered to enlisted men. He said that, he went on this thing about National Socialism and Fascism were the most evil evil human activities, you know, that ever existed and blah, blah, blah. And then he went on to say that these Italian and German war prisoners are protected by the, you know, we've signed the Geneva Convention.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And to feed them and clothe them, you know, costs money. And if people weren't alive, they wouldn't have to be fed and clothed. So that was an inference of something to do. So some of his officers, their names are not important to us. We can find that out easily. They took it upon themselves to machine gun to death very large numbers of Italian and German POWs in Sicily around September 1943.
That's very interesting. I'm actually surprised to hear that because I had been under the impression that General Patton had a more favorable attitude towards the Germans.
Here's I think the record is clear about Patton. The only favorable reference he had to the Germans is once they were crushed and smashed by the Allies, then they were okay. But when, but when Germany and Italy were proud, independent countries, he hated their guts.
All right. Well, Dave, thanks for that information.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Thanks for your call, Dave. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a few minutes left after the break, and we're going to squeeze a couple more callers in.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
With Mother's Day rapidly approaching on May 14th, the American Gold Rose Company reminds you that their beautiful collection of real roses dipped in 24-karat gold may be just what you're looking for. The Classic Rose is priced at only $49.95. It's 11 inches long and comes in a beautiful red gift box. There's the Hollywood Elite Rose for only $65, where your special someone receives a long-stem gold rose, 17 inches long, delivered to their door in a beautiful gold presentation box. Both are unique gifts, and when you buy any two gold roses, you'll receive free a genuine rose leaf dipped in 24-karat gold, a $30 value free. The American Gold Rose Company. Call now at 1-800-458-7134. That's 1-800-458-7134. Fresh cut roses, dipped in 24-karat gold, delivered to their door that last a lifetime. That's 1-800-458-7134 or online at AmericanGoldRose.com.
Welcome back. We have two callers left on the boards, and we're going to bring them right up and wrap up this show. We got Raj from Pennsylvania. Raj, what do you have to say?
Yeah, thanks.
Hey, let's say hypothetically that you and I happen to be thoroughly persuaded that absolutely no less than a bare minimum of 6,000,001 Jews died in the Holocaust.
Right.
Now, that would do nothing to change the fact that apparently all of the Holocaust researchers not only think their position is so weak that they refuse to call for any scholarly academic debates where they can quite properly embarrass the so-called Holocaust deniers, and for all I know, half of more of which don't do some more than quibble a bit over numbers, and in particularly the circumstances or methodicity with which it was directed at wiping out Jews, that sort of thing. But they not only think their position is too weak for that, but they think their position is even weaker, and they also think that the position of those in the gay, lesbian, and bisexual, and trans-perverted communities, that their ideas also cannot possibly compete in the marketplace of ideas. So, therefore, they also need hate crimes laws on top of that.
Yeah, this whole hate crimes laws, you know, is such a funny thing because my colleague Jim Tucker at American Free Press, he always says, what is a love crime? You know what I mean? A crime is a crime, however it's committed against anybody and for whatever motivation. So now there's all these new degrees of crime, and we have hate crimes. Well, I don't want to be a victim of crime, period. And how you determine what is or is not a hate crime half of these hate crimes we hear about being committed turn out to be committed by the very people that claim that they've had the hate crime perpetrated against them. So, you know, who's to believe what anymore, Raj?
Yeah, take care, bud.
All right. Thank you for your call. Okay, let's go to Don from Ohio. Don, you have a few minutes left to
bow out. Actually, I was just going to make it quick. I've been a long time caller and stuff like that, and I don't usually promote my website. But
well, go ahead and promote it.
Yeah, I figure I might as well right
What's
now.
What's it about, first of all? Tell us so we know what we're listening to.
It has a lot of free e-books on it.
Okay.
Eustace Mullins' Protocols of Learner, you know, the Learned Elders of Zion. It's War is a Racket, Energy Non-Crisis, 1984.
I tell you what, it already sounds good to me, and I know to a lot of our listeners. So now, why don't you give us that website so we get it?
Okay, if you just punch in eBook Vault in Google, it's one word.
eBook Vault.
VAULT. Yep.
Okay.
And you'll get there.
eBook Vault.
Yes, sir.
That's eBookVAULT.
Yes, sir.
And that means we're going to get a lot of good books online.
Yes, it is.
All right. Did you hear that, ladies and gentlemen? eBook Vault. Type that into your Google search, eBook Vault, and you'll get lots of free books online. Thanks for your call, Don. Thanks to everybody that called this evening. Thanks for those of you who dared to tune in and hear what we had to say. We will be with you tomorrow night. Stay tuned to Republic Broadcasting for a lot of good programming ahead. Thanks for listening in, folks. You're listening to RBNLive.com and 5.050 on shortwave. This is Michael Collins Piper signing off with thanks to the people at RBN for making this show possible.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to
to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenney Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenney Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.